You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Wednesday be mostly sunny with a high near 75. Calm winds becoming southwest 5 to 8 miles an hour in the morning. And Wednesday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 46. Good afternoon and welcome to Mental Health Matters. This is Larry Cartwright, your host, and this is NAMI's Hour. NAMI is the National Alliance on Mental Illness, and this is our hour, compliments of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. There is a NAMI chapter in every county in the state of New Jersey, every state in the Union, and overseas, also in Connecticut. Canada is what I meant to say. But we are in Hunterdon County, where we are. We're all volunteers. We have no office. We have no paid staff or anything like that. We work out of our houses, use our own phones, that sort of thing. And we try to help people who have a mental health issue, either in their family or they themselves. We do it by teaching classes. There's a family-to-family class, which I happen to teach, and also my wife teaches. We just don't do it together because we like to stay married. But you know how men and women disagree a lot. But it's a totally free, and it's 12 weeks, and it helps families try to understand better about what their relative is going through or their friend, whoever it may be. There's also a support group that we have to help folks who are going through crisis and see if we can help them. There's a basics course, which is for families who have children under the age of 18, who are either have a mental health issue or at least maybe not been diagnosed yet, but look like they have a mental health issue. And there's a lot of others, educating the educators, helping the police force. If you want to reach out to NAMI locally here in Hunterdon County, it's 908-284-0500. We don't man the phone 24/7, but somebody checks it at least twice a day, and we will get back to you, we promise. We are very fortunate today to have two guests with us, Eileen Fisher, who is the manager of the Getting Together Center in Flemington. And Eileen is also a host on a radio show at WDVR in Surgeonsville on Thursdays from 10 o'clock to midnight?
No, actually, that's old information. Oh. I switched. The schedule's switched around quite a bit in the last year or so. I'm on Sundays from 7 to 10.
Oh, okay.
It's Currents and Traditions. It's acoustic music. It's folk music. Don't let that stop you because it starts there and goes other places as well. Last night I did a wonderful show of Women in the Blues. So it was an all-women's voices show, and it was concentrated on the blues. And then last week I did Native American music, and then next week I don't know yet. So,
okay. I thought you used to play Celtic music.
I do that too, and that's okay. Part of the mix as well.
Okay.
There's a show on Sundays at WDVR called Celtic Sunday Brunch, and we do that in a four-person rotation.
Oh, okay. So you're involved in that then also?
Yes. Yes, oh. I was on. So I did two shows yesterday.
Okay.
And this is my third radio show in less than
24 hours. Yeah. I won't say which one's best, but you know.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
We also have with us Ray LaRosa, who is a case aide and a wellness coach at the Hunterdon Getting Together Center. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. I have to ask, Ray, how did you get in this kind of work? You know, I mean, like, I ask that of most people because it always interests me to find out, well, I wanted to do it since I was a kid or something happened in my life and it made me want to go that route. Well, whatever. I'm just curious. It's nothing, you know.
Right. I think what you had hit it is something happened in my life.
Which, okay.
I became the caretaker of our parents.
Okay.
And both of them had dementia and diabetes and cancer. And I took care of them for 15 years.
Whoa.
So being always the caregiver in the family, being one of seven, it just became almost natural for me to go into this field because I have a compassion for helping other people.
Okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
The only problem is I put them before I put myself first.
A lot of us do that.
A lot of us do, yeah.
You're not alone.
But,
you know, it's just, like I said, I just find it interesting to know how people got into various, you know, lines of their work and what they're doing. You know, I've had people tell me, well, it was just something that came up and it was an open job and I took it and I fell in love with it and I've been doing it ever since. And, you know, and then people have said something like you did, you know, something in their family happened or whatever. I just find it interesting. And I mean, you know, it's just, I think it's kind of cool how people get into their various positions. So Eileen, how'd you get into yours?
All right. So how I got into mine is that I was working really hard on coming back into the workforce after some things. So similar to Ray, I was doing a lot of family stuff and I was helping to raise a couple of kids from, they were my niece and my nephew and, and took care of my parents at the end of their lives. I was sort of in a transition there after they had both died and one of the young people in my life had passed away from a serious illness. So a person I was who was helping me with, you know, navigating the whole job thing. It wasn't something I was like a job. You know, and that had to do with anxiety too. That really did. And I had to say, my family was generous in a lot of ways as far as letting me figure it out and letting me be I don't know exactly, but anyway, they were generous.
Be who you want to be.
Be who I want to be. And what came up connected with the self-help center was a small driving job. And I didn't mind driving. Driving was okay with me. So I said, yeah, okay. And then that turned into becoming an assistant manager for a while at the center and then becoming manager. I've been with the center 15 years altogether.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is a long
started
time.
Started in 2000. And that was when the center was still pretty young because the center itself started in 97.
Okay.
And so it's 18 years now. We just passed our 18th anniversary in July, I guess it was.
Okay.
And, you know, so that's how I ended up there. That's, obviously I've stayed. So
yeah. Okay.
Yeah. You know, there are things that I find very, very interesting about it, and things that I find that because of that wanting to help people thing is why it's satisfying.
So, I can understand that.
Yeah.
For those out there in the audience who may not know what the Getting Together Center is, would you explain what it is and who it serves?
Sure. Yeah, it's a self-help center. Which self-help centers were established roughly 20-25 years ago. We're one of the younger ones then in the whole thing. I think the oldest one in the state is probably the one Judy is involved with, Judy Baines. Ray, do you know the name of that one?
You know where it's at?
Yeah. The one Judy.
Well, it doesn't really matter. I just, you know.
The one that I'm familiar with, that it's not 30 years old, but it's approximately 27, is Freedom Trail.
Right. And then.
Is that the one in Somerset County?
That is in
County?
Somerville.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. In Somerset,
so Somerset County. Okay.
So, yeah. So they've been around a while. They're part of the self-help movement for people that have had history with the mental health system. There are people that may have come out of hospitals. There are people that may have had a diagnosis and have had a lot of life challenges because of it. We serve 18 people, 18 and older. They're peer run, so there's nothing clinical about us.
Mm-hmm.
There's no docs, there's no nurses. We don't prescribe, we don't monitor, we don't do any of that. But they originally started as very social places to come and hang out, meet some people, and
which
get
is
some,
not a bad thing.
Right, is not a bad thing at all, and get some emotional support around all of those challenges that, mm-hmm. that tended to right. happen because of diagnosis and involvement in a system that was vast at one time, and that was so into the medical model of mental illness that there was just sort of no way out of it for some people, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So we've progressed since then, but self-help centers do still have a very social core to them, but we've also added a wellness component, and that's sort of based on the idea that you can make good choices, have a full life, and prolong your life as well, as long as you've got some knowledge and ability to make some decisions based on what you know.
Right, right.
So there are self-help centers try to support all of that, and we try to support the individual when it comes to how they choose to go about those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
And again, our social core is so important. Everything, as far as I'm concerned, everything arises from that. You come in, you connect with people, you get engaged in the day-to-day life of the center, and whatever else we've got going on is something that you may or may not want to participate in, but if you do, it's there.
Yeah, and I find that the social part, just having some place to go, even if the person doesn't participate,
right?
They go, there's other people there who are basically in the same situation or a similar situation. They may be beyond it or below it or whatever, you know, or right even with it as that person. But I know that from our own family experience,
right.
It helps to get the person out, and a lot of times they don't want to get out. They want to stay
right.
alone and stay in their room or wherever. And I think that, even like I said, even if they don't participate and they go, it's a step.
Right.
You know,
it's a step.
And that's what's so great, is that it's a step, because mm-hmm. then they may take another baby step and, you know, get involved. So when you said wellness, though, Ray, you told me about wellness coach. What does a wellness coach do?
There's many different avenues that a wellness coach can go in. And because we're discussing each individual could possibly, and most of them are, slightly different and have slightly different situations. One of them is we have a group coming that's choices about stopping smoking. And one of the things that I try to teach people is from a financial part, because most people can understand the cost of something. That's one of the things, too, I wanted to mention, is that the center is free of charge.
Yes, it is.
Right.
Yep.
There's no charge for anyone to come in, and it's while you're there, you don't have to stay. You can stay for 5 minutes, or you can stay for as long as we're open. So it's not a mandatory time period that you have to
right.
stay. So with going back to choices, one of the things that I try to get someone to have a better life and try to have a cleaner life and a longer life is that we know that smoking is unhealthy. And the financial aspect is that it's only $10 a day. It's only one pack of cigarettes, but I tell people there's 30 days in a month, and $10 a day on average, we're using figures right now, at 30 days in a month, we're at $300 a month. So $300 a month is $300 a month. I mean, I try to put across, it could buy you a car, you know, a lease on a car. That's
right.
Where people get the most connection. What I tell people, and I've done it for myself, is take something that you want, be it a big screen TV or you know, a trip somewhere, and get a picture of that. And every day that you don't smoke, say you only smoke half a pack of cigarettes a day, put that $5 and staple it to that picture. And you'll start adding up the money, and it'll be visual. And when you staple it together and you try to take it apart, there's an incentive there, and that if you stop smoking, your reward is that you can take that money and do something more positive, more enjoyable, less hurtful to the body. So that's one of the things that I actually did that when I was starting to drive, and I told my parents that I wanted to buy a Corvette, and my parents said, absolutely not. The car, you're going to get killed. It's, the insurance is so high.
You'll shoot your eye out.
So I said to my parents, okay, fine, I'll just start smoking. And my mother turned to my father and said, what color car do you want? And obviously I paid for it, but I needed a little help, you know, to get, and I bought a used one. But that was my incentive.
Trust me, I know about smoking. It's, you know, I smoked for many years, and I quit 25 years ago. And the way I quit was not the way most people quit. They put me on an operating table, turned me upside down that my head was facing the floor, and scraped my vocal cords and told me that was the only time they could do it. The next time they'd have to take out my vocal cords and I'd have to talk through a hole in my throat. And with my big mouth, I said, no, that can't work. So I quit. And at the time, the patches were prescription. You didn't just go into a drugstore and pick them up over the counter. They were, you had to get a doctor to write a prescription. And I did. And at the time, I don't know how they are now, but they were 2 weeks, they were one level, and it went 2 weeks, another level, and they were 12 weeks. And after 6 weeks, I said, I don't want to get addicted to these things. You know, so I stopped using them. But I haven't smoked since. But I will say this. If I'm somewhere and somebody lights up a Marlboro, I have to walk out. I can't stay in the same area. I have to leave. The other cigarettes they light up, to me, stink. I can't, you know, I can't stand the smell of them. But Marlboro, yeah, you know, I have to leave. Otherwise, I'd be tempted too much. You know, and I've got an addictive personality, they tell me. So, yeah.
Larry, the Marlboro man.
Yes.
Just him. And that's a good point. That when people make a change in their lives, there's a path for everyone.
Right.
Going with the patch and everything for you is what worked. For some people, there are some people who have quit cigarettes and other kinds of tobacco products, but they're still chewing gum 15 years out. Or using the patch or whatever, you know, but that's the way that.
Or they've quit 10, 15 times.
Quit 10 or 15 times. Generally, making a change can be that way. And what we try to do at the center through choices coming in every couple of times a year. Mm-hmm. Choices, again, all people with firsthand experience, they've experienced some sort of mental health diagnosis and involvement with the mental health system here in New Jersey. And they've also tried to quit smoking and have quit smoking, have found their own path in order to do that. We don't encourage any one path to any kind of acceptance or support or
change. That makes sense, because may work for you may not work for me, you know. So, you know, you have to be a little creative when you're doing things like that.
But when we bring people in, we make sure that they have some sort of firsthand experience and that they're providing the information that's going to help people motivate if that's what they want.
And, you know, it's ironic because, well, you know my wife and you know my son, and he smokes. And my wife is like, you know, he's got to quit. He's got to quit. He's got to quit, you know. And I understand he's got to quit, but I also understand that it's a proven fact, medically proven fact, that by smoking, and if you suffer from schizophrenia, the nicotine helps quell the voices. And that has been a proven fact. It's been many, many, many tests over a couple of years and, you know, by various organizations. And I look at it. I know it's not healthy. I know we should quit. But, you know, if it's help quelling the voices and allowing him to keep his part-time job and allowing him to do what he does, Well, you know.
It seems like a wash. There may be something out there for people who really do, who may be in a similar situation, who may really want also the health benefits of quitting. There may be something else out there that they can find.
No, I understand
it may
that,
not be scientifically proven.
No,
but it may work for them.
Right.
Right.
And whatever works,
yeah.
You know, you
yeah.
do, you know.
Yeah, right, exactly.
So, but
and again, whether it's smoking or whether it's some other sort of big lifestyle change or some goal like Ray was talking about, there's a path for everyone. And yep. what that is, it's up to the individual to decide that and find that path and work it for themselves.
I got to tell you, ironically enough, I used to drive to East Brunswick. And when I quit smoking, I get off 287 on River Road, which is Route 18. I'd pass a certain spot, and I'd be reaching in my pocket for cigarettes that I no longer had. But that's where I always lit a cigarette up. And it was just like habit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just crazy, but that's the way it was, you know. And there's certain spots on the route that I would be reaching for, and I go, oh yeah, I don't smoke anymore, you know, there's a box of pretzels over here, let me have a pretzel, you know. Yeah. But it's just
You mentioned pretzels. What's one of the other parts of the thing of what we try to do for wellness is try to eat healthier. So I do a lot
pretzels
of
aren't that good.
The salt is not that good.
Yeah, right. I understand.
A non-salted pretzel would be
But they're
great.
They're baked rather than fried. So.
Correct.
Yeah, right.
So we get individuals into the kitchen, and you said before that if somebody comes to the center, just coming to the center is great. Well, while they're there, we have other things running, and one of them is cooking the dinner, and reach out and ask if there's anyone that would like to help prepare dinner, as simple as cutting up peppers and onions. And I ask any helpers, because that's a positive statement. Mm-hmm. Instead of, I need a helper, which I don't know, I don't want to help you. But if you compliment someone by saying, I need helpers, people will help you. And they wind up that they get started, and someone else sees them helping out in the kitchen, and it starts to start a chain effect.
Mm-hmm.
Where now you get two or three people, and by the end of the day, that person is not sitting anymore, and when we serve the meal, is proud to be a part of the center.
Right, right.
Right. So I want to go back to that, but I want to add that choices, the people that we were talking about that help with smoking cessation. If there are people out there who are listening and have had the struggle with the mental health issues and the prescription medicines and are also thinking about trying to quit smoking, 4:30 today at the center at 52 East Main Street here in Flemington, choices will be here today. What I have to say about people getting involved and engaged, we did a fantastic thing this summer. The most exciting thing we did this summer was renovate the self-help center. And
you did a great job, too, I have to tell you.
Right. The floor got done professionally, but the painting got done by everybody, nearly everybody who walked into that place. And we have to thank not only Ray, because Ray was a really passionate supporter of people getting a brush in their hand and painting. We also have a longtime member who happens to also be a contractor. They were saying, hey, I'll paint the place. And he also was great at getting a brush into other people's hands to paint things and stuff. So they were really inspirations in the project, and that's what made the project happen and made the thing get done and get done in a way where everybody can take a piece of it and say, hey, I did some of that.
Right, exactly. And yeah, I got to tell you, the outcome is awesome.
Having
seen it 8-10 years ago,
yeah, right, yeah.
And on, and you know, throughout the time, and seeing it the other night, it's just, you know, where
yeah.
was it? Tom was still painting the other night.
Ted.
I'm sorry, and we began with a T, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, and he was still finishing up the bathroom, I guess, and you know, but it was just, it was just awesome, and how you rearranged the furniture and everything, and that was just pretty cool, you know.
Yeah, there's still little touches to go, but it is absolutely wonderful. It's a lighter place now. It's a brighter place. It's and generally people are happier because of the outcome.
Right, right, right.
And then on Wednesday we're having a open house.
Right, that's in conjunction with another event that's going on. The open house on Wednesday starts roughly around, I think I said 4:30.
4:30.
Yeah, and it's super casual. Come in, have some finger food. We'll talk a little bit, and there'll be some information out and stuff, and hang out with us, and then come on over to the snap presentation at the Little Theater. You know, just if you haven't been in a while, come in and see the place. If you're new and you're looking for an organization like Getting Together, come by and check it out. Be a great time. That's this Wednesday. We'll be
you allowing Priscilla and I to come?
Oh, absolutely. I have to plug Nami here. Nami has been a supporter of the Self-Help Center for many years, and they have they've also contributed to the renovation, actually. Back about a year ago, we had to replace a couch, and Nami really helped us replace the couch. So thank you for that. And they've been great supporters, and they have our undying thanks and respect and loyalty. And they also have the space when they need it most of the time.
Yeah, we hold our it's Thursdays, I guess. Thursdays you're closed.
Thursdays we're closed. Yeah.
Thursday night they have the family to family class there, and we also have the third Thursday of the month we have our support group there. It's awesome because we have some place to hold it, and it's centrally located in Flemington. It's so if you live in South Hunterdon County or North Hunterdon County, it's like halfway, so it's a good place.
Yeah, some of the other things that you'll see if you come to the open house is that we have a full-size pool table.
Yes, you do.
we have some new computers, four of them, but they're not connected, unfortunately.
We got to work on it. We just haven't had time to get them connected to the internet. It takes like 2 minutes to do it, but... Yeah. We haven't had 2 minutes.
We also have two large screen TVs. One's hooked up to a DVD player, and the other one's hooked up to the internet. Mm-hmm. So we had a movie night the other night, and we had a few different choices that we picked up, and we actually had two separate movies, one running in the back room, one running in the front room.
Well, that's pretty cool, actually.
And we have popcorn, of course.
Of course. How can you have a movie without popcorn?
Right.
Yeah.
So
and it tempts me every time I walk by the machine.
So if there are people that are listening that are looking for a sober, supportive place to come and shoot a game of pool, watch a little TV, hang out with folks, we're open for you as well.
The other thing is it's not just the center itself. We do have a couple vehicles, vans, exactly, and we do trips around the county. Mm-hmm. The other day, we went to a pumpkin picking farm in northern Hunterdon County, and we had approximately 12 people, and it was a day affair. And it's the first time for me personally that it was a real pumpkin patch, that we traveled on a back of a tractor and a hayride for 20 minutes to get to the part of the farm where the pumpkins were.
You there?
It works. Something happened. I don't know. Yeah. Whatever.
That's what you have to say in radio. Yeah. Whatever.
Whatever.
And we also have, in the summertime, we had a trip down to the shore to get people who don't have the opportunity because they might have a vehicle. It was a nice day out to get your feet in the ocean. And there are other events during...
You go to Princeton, too.
Yeah, we do. Yes. That's coming up. We usually go to Princeton to coincide with a rummage sale that's down there twice a year. Right. I'll give a plug to Trinity Episcopal because that's the church with the big campus down on Mercer Street in Princeton. Their rummage sale sponsors their missions, the outreach that they do for on an international basis, and I think, and it's a great sale. It's big. They got all kinds of things. They collect things from one rummage sale to another, and we go down there just to experience Princeton, because a lot of people that come to the centers that are dealing with mental health issues, many of them are very low income, and many of them don't have their own transportation. And so we're there to, we should say many of us, let me correct myself, many of us who have those experiences don't have access to transportation. Mm-hmm. So we make sure we get out and do those kinds of things. Princeton's kind of fun because you get to see something a little different.
Right.
Than Flemington, right. Flemington or Gringos or Lambertville, yeah, or right. even New Hope. So right. to us, it's exotic. You know,
right. Yeah, to go exactly. down
there. And, you know, there's an art museum down there that people take in when we go down. There's regular little shops on the main street because yep. there's the universities right there. So
it's got a little eating places too.
Right. So they're catering to the students, you know, yeah. so any student taste. Obviously, they're going to represent that somehow on their main street. And so that's coming up on the 31st.
Okay.
That's what we're doing. We usually leave town kind of early for that because it is a long trip down there. And people, like I say, experience the rummage sale. They experience right. maybe something going on the campus. They experience an Italian place that they never eaten at before, Chinese place. There's a sushi place down there a lot of us like to go to.
Yeah.
And the public library is an experience, too.
Yeah.
the public library in Princeton has its own cafe.
Yeah. So that's an experience.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have to take a quick break. You're listening to Mental Health Matters, and we'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, Parrot Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
If you're looking to get in front of thousands of new customers, connect with your current customers, you don't want to miss out on the largest business show in Hunterdon County. The 27th Annual Hunterdon County Business and Home Expo, coming up on a new date, Thursday, November 5th, in a new location at Hunterdon Central High School in Flemington at the Fieldhouse in Common from 2 to 7 p.m. You surely want to sign up. You surely want to exhibit. Something you don't want to miss. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
We are back with Mental Health Matters. I'm your host, Larry Cartwright, and we're very privileged today to have with us Eileen Fisher, who's the manager of the Getting Together Center in Flemington, and we've been talking about what the center does and some of the events and who's eligible and so on and so forth. And we're also privileged to have Ray LaRosa, who's a case aide and a wellness coach, who is at the center also. In fact, later on, 4 o'clock, is it, that you have to do a non-smoking thing there?
Yeah, they're coming in at 4:30.
4:30. Okay, cessation, well, you got plenty of time, right? You can't leave yet. Even though you're walking with crutches, you still can't leave yet. But it's I have a question, though. When the Getting Together Center started, was it funded by the state or the federal government? Or was it a grant?
It was a grant was written, funding came up through the state, and grant was written by a woman named Doris Spencer, who it was really instrumental in getting all of the community outreach type things going in Hunterdon County, the IFSS, the school-based, all of that.
IFSS is Intensive Family Support Services. Right. Just for the acronyms, I can't stand them.
So, she was really instrumental in writing the grant for funding for all of those things, including the self-help center.
Okay.
The self-help center is designed and funded to be run by people with firsthand experience.
Okay.
Living with a mental health diagnosis, right, whether it's depression or schizophrenia or whatever.
Could be anything. Bipolar anxiety, whatever.
And our team of volunteers all have firsthand experience in something like that. Some are out working. Some have worked before. Some have chosen that their wellness be very oriented towards different programs that are available to them. But it takes everybody to make the center work and be what it is. So we are still funded by the state.
The state through the grants.
Through the grant.
Right, okay.
We are a grant-funded program, which means we're free, which means we're not trying to make a profit off of anything that we do.
Right.
We do ask for donations because we are... we do want to fund, like when we go to Princeton, we got to pay for parking. So if we have a little
pay for the gas going down and back, too.
Right. So. Yeah, those kinds of things. So we ask the membership to donate as a group on that.
Okay.
Pretty much. But the bigger operation is funded through the state. If there's something out of the ordinary that we need, we go to the state and they say yes or no, you know, and it's a process. So there are 25 centers now. There's one in every county. There's been one in every county for at least we're probably one of the youngest at 18. There's also a couple of centers that were started in the inner city specifically. So that added another 5 at one time.
Right.
So there's about between 25 and 30 in the state now, and we're all a little different. In a place like Jersey City, they're worrying about they're working with more of a homeless population.
Right.
Here out in rural New Jersey, things are different. You're working with a population that probably isn't homeless, but certainly is very isolated because there's no mass transportation out here.
No, that's true.
You know, and you're working with people that do need a place to come and connect with others very much.
Now, I understand also that there are occasions when you pick people up and bring them if they sign up to get picked up, I guess
right,
it is.
Yeah, we have regular transportation every day. We ask people that they call before 11 o'clock. Sometimes we have one driver on like today. Sometimes we have two drivers on. We will go almost anywhere in Hunterdon County. If it's really like the extreme border, we try to work with people and, hey, and meet us halfway. And then we'll pick you up, and then we'll probably take you all the way home, most likely.
Right, right.
You know, again, it's the so a lot of our funding goes into that infrastructure of keeping a couple of vehicles on the road,
mm-hmm.
paying drivers a regular wage,
sure.
and you know, maintaining and gassing the cars as well,
right.
just so people can get in
and maintaining
be there,
them if they break,
you know,
or something.
Yeah. Can we tell
yeah.
you stories?
Yeah.
But we'll save that for another time.
Yeah.
You know, the center, for someone looking for that connection in particular, for someone looking to have a change of scenery, a change of environment, to be in a supportive place, to be in a place where you can be a little bit social, you can be a little bit on your own if you like.
But you know what I find very refreshing with the center is that someone who has a mental health issue, regardless of how severe or non-severe it is, they're with other people who have gone through the same thing or are
mm-hmm.
going through the same thing. Or, you know, it's not like a judgmental society
right.
that they go to.
These
are all people that, you know, have done it all, basically.
Mm, right.
Some of them have been in state hospitals. Some of them have been in there a couple times. Some haven't, but they've had other issues and so on and so forth. And I find that very refreshing in a way, because somebody who's looking to connect, they're not so much going to feel free to connect with somebody that really doesn't know what they're talking about when they're explaining their situation. I know one thing, you know, there for about almost 4 years, I worked one day a week at the hospital on Saturdays in emergency services. And I used to go to what they used to call, what they still call 2 Central. And I would talk to the patients. It was funny because I could get through to them because I have a son who has mental health issues, who spent time in a hospital. Long time, in fact. And so I'm not some suit that just comes in and talking to them. I'm speaking from experience also, and I can understand what their family may or may not be doing. So it was a relationship that I could develop with them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing in this situation. You know, somebody that has mental health issue, regardless of how severe or not severe it is, they can come and they're among peers, quote unquote. People who have, you know, even people who are in charge have some sort of mental health issue that they can, you know, relate to. So I find that very rewarding, in fact, for people who need help. Ray, you mentioned when we were on break that there was another part of wellness that you wanted to bring up.
One of the things, when you come to the center, we have a connection with the Y, so there's no charge if you'd like to go to the Y. We usually do that on Mondays, and we have a small group that would like to do that. And we go up there. Some people like to use the pool. Some
mm-hmm.
people like to take the trail and have a little bit of a hike. And some people also like to work on the weights or the treadmill. So it's another part of wellness that does help people. They found that working, I'm not want to say working out that you're going to lift weights into a contest, but just getting physical for 20 minutes a day, 3 times a week, it helps the chemicals in the body, and it fights against, specifically myself, with depression.
Sure.
Sometimes it's better than the medications that we've been given,
right.
because like we said before, each of us react differently to certain medications.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
And this is another part that it doesn't fit for everyone, but the more opportunities that we have at the center, the more chances that you have a mix and a fit
right
into the center. One of the other things that we did also this past summer is we tried to, which we were pretty good at, except for the deer and the groundhog, tried to grow and had have done fairly well with plants and a little bit of gardening. And there are some people that have an interest in that, and it's part of their day to see the plant actually grow and take care of and and care for it and just to see it bloom.
Right.
Part of the other aspect of that, we also have a couple that comes in every other week with their therapy dogs. And that's a great part of people's week that on our calendar they look certain. And they even call up before they come in that, are they coming today? You know, because they want to make sure that they'll be there. And if they, for some reason, have to cancel, which is rare, you could see the, you know.
Yeah, the letdown from the people.
The letdown,
right.
Because when they're there, it's another part of lifting the spirit.
Sure, absolutely.
So it's not one particular thing that's wellness. It's a group of
different
things.
Absolutely.
And we were talking about isolation. Some people just come in for the ride on the vans, just to get to go for a ride, because a lot of people used to go for a Sunday ride. You know, and this time of the year with the trees changing leaves, it's a change of scenery, and the ride itself is gotten your mind off of maybe the problems that you may be dealing with, and it doesn't give you time to think about them. So if you could fill your day up with positive thoughts, then you don't have time to think about negative thoughts.
Right.
And that's a part of wellness.
Sure. It's a big part. The open house this Wednesday?
This Wednesday at 4:30.
Okay.
Yeah, like I
said.
Till
6, correct?
Till 6, right. Great time to come hang out, find out what the center's about. If you need transportation, we do that earlier in the afternoon. But, you know, if you're living out in, I can name like three or four towns. If you're living out there and you want a chance for a change of scenery, that isn't your home, that isn't work, that isn't whatever program you might be going to, that gets you away from family, housemates, whatever, come check out the center either on Wednesday or some other day. But and call us up before 11, and we'll do our best to get you a ride from wherever you are in Hunterdon County. The open house is like I said, we're banking it really casual. Come in, get some information, chat with some of the folks that are on the team, and maybe hang out and then go over to the SNAP presentation at 7.
Right. And it's at 52 East Main Street.
52 East Main Street, Flemington. That's, for those of you that have been around the county for a while, that's the old Red Cross building.
There you go.
Yeah.
And it's got a professional building sign outside.
Right. It's got a green sign that says East Main Professional Building. Usually there's plants out. We're going to try to keep the plants out this week because it's still warm. During the day most of the time, and the evening's not so bad, except for last night was 27, so we bought the plants in the kitchen.
Yeah, really.
Priscilla
brought hers and stuffed them in the shed.
And if you're coming by on your own, you'll start to drive past it and you'll say, oh, that looks like a little house. That can't be it, but it is.
Yeah.
So come by. Everybody's welcome to check out the open house. Anyone's welcome to stay who think they need our services, people over 18.
And you mentioned SNAP. SNAP, real quickly, is a presentation that's going to be at 7 o'clock in the Little Theater behind Hunterdon Central High School, presented by a woman named Reggie Carpenter, who at age of 16 went into the hospital with mental health issues, was in the hospital for a while, got out, and is now I won't call it a movie, but a presentation, a video. There you go. I was looking for the word. Explaining her life at that point and on. And she's going to be there in person. In fact, in the next 10 minutes, I have to call her, and we're going to do the show, the next show, the medical center show, with me and her on the phone. But it's something that's totally free. So if you're interested, please go. There's no cost or anything, and it's well worth it.
It's a live performance. She'll be doing it live, and it's part of a storytelling, which is what she does, is part of a bigger thing called Transformative Language Arts, which is there for people who want to use writing and language, songwriting, poetry, storytelling, performance based on plays and things like that, in order to either change their lives individually or to change their communities.
Right.
So
now I want to just recap. 4 o'clock, you have your smoking session.
4:30. 4:30.
Okay. You're helping people to maybe try to quit smoking.
Right.
Wednesday, you have the open house.
Right.
4:30 to 6.
Right. And then the performance that will be there for
The snap and, performance, and then
On Friday we're having a tea party with the Freedom Trail. By the way, most of the self-help centers in the state have changed their names. They are now community wellness centers. So anyway,
okay,
you guys should just see the look Larry gave me when I said that, but. They will be helping us do a tea party, tea and light refreshments on Friday.
Okay.
We start at 4 on Friday.
Okay. Now, I know you mentioned a week or so ago, you're going to do a Halloween thing?
We are. We're going to call it a Happy Healthy Halloween on the Wednesday before, so that's a week from this Wednesday. Because we're going, like I said, we're going to Princeton on the Halloween. So we've decided to do something small and happy and healthy on the 28th.
Does that mean no chocolate?
I don't know what that means exactly. We have to talk about it yet.
Yeah, well, one piece of chocolate is fine, you know.
Yeah,
they
one
say,
piece is fine, yeah.
You know, they say that dark chocolate is good for your health, you know.
Yeah.
So,
you know, that's,
in fact,
that's,
I was just reading about that today, earlier.
Yeah, know? No, dark chocolate is good.
Yes.
It's scientifically proven that it has some of the right things in it for your heart. You know?
Right. But, okay, so that, did we miss any events?
Not that I know of. I do want to mention our basic stuff.
Okay, go ahead.
As soon as I can, I need my Facebook page here. Okay. First of all, we're at 52 East Main Street in Flemington. That's a short ride from the Monument and the Presbyterian Church if you're in the center of town. If you're on 31, it's a short ride from the 7-Eleven on the corner of 31. The other corner is the Garden Gate Garden Center. Our phone number, 908-806-8202. Our email address, gt52eastmain@gmail.com.
And why don't you give those again?
Okay. Our email address is gt52eastmain@gmail.com, and our Facebook page is facebook.com/gt52eastmain. So that's
and the phone number is?
Our phone number is 908-806-8202.
Okay.
We have a detailed message on there about the whole week. We'll get back to you if we're not in, because sometimes we're on the road picking people up. So,
okay.
Okay.
Is there anything else you guys want to, in the last minute, want to mention?
I just wanted to say one of the things that we've done with Freedom Trail is they have tickets to the Patriots. So we've gone out to them and had hot dogs, and then gone to the Patriots baseball game.
Right.
So there's another event that we do in the summertime, and we try to get together with other centers and see how they're running their center, what's different, what we can learn from them, they can learn from us.
Right.
Right. The interaction is good, because sometimes they come up with something that, you know, may work for you, but it may not, you know. But, you know,
right.
So you you try. You know?
And it does make friendships.
Oh, absolutely.
It does, yeah.
Absolutely. And that means a lot, too. You know. Real quickly, the days you're open is?
We are open Mondays from 4 to 8. Tuesdays we're working on. We may be starting a DBS group on early Tuesday evenings.
Okay.
DBSA, Depression Bipolar Support Alliance. Wednesdays we're there 4 to 8. Fridays we're 4 to 8. Saturdays we're 2 to 6.
Okay. And that's at 52 East Main Street. And the phone number again in case they want to reach out to you?
908-806-8202.
And your email?
Email gt52eastmain@gmail.com.
You remembered. That was good. I'm very good, Eileen. Yeah. You've been listening to Mental Health Matters, and we're very privileged to have with us today Eileen Fisher and Ray LaRosa, and we really want you to come back. I mean, you know, I'm going to have you back again. You know that.
Appreciate it.
And I really appreciate what you do and who you help, and I think that what you're doing is an awesome thing. And I will see you all next week, same time, same station. And remember, folks, mental health really does matter.
Thank you.
See you next
Thank
week.
You. Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey. This is Chris Phelan, president of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, and I'd like to congratulate our Leadership Hunterdon Class of 2015 for all of their success and accomplishments. Amy Anderson, Genia Versa, Joni Cafaro, Colleen Doerr, Carmel Gettings, Richard Hall, Michelle Cavanaugh, Elizabeth Lowe, Leslie Parica, and Dolores Van Pelt. They have truly accomplished much over these last 9 months. I encourage you to visit the Chamber's website, HunterdonChamber.org, and read their white paper. Their white paper will contribute greatly to the future economic growth here in Hunterdon County. Also, please feel free to visit the Hunterdon Chamber's YouTube page. And there you will see a great video encapsulating all of their accomplishments, all of their growth, and the continued success, the real impact of Leadership Hunterdon here in Hunterdon County.
USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett. The government is moving to regulate recreational drones. People operating drones will soon have to register their unmanned aircraft with the Transportation Department. Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox says the government must be agile and adaptable in a fast-changing world. The regulation is a response to increasing reports of close calls between drones and airplanes around some of the country's largest airports. The FAA reports more than 650 unauthorized drone sightings near major airports this year. Fox says the government is also embarking on a public information campaign to alert drone owners about the dangers and penalties for unauthorized use. With hackings on the rise, the White House is pushing lawmakers to pass a bipartisan cybersecurity bill that has been sitting in Congress. In his daily briefing, Josh Earnest would not address reports that CIA Director John Brennan's personal email account was hacked by a high school student. The account reportedly contains some private data on U.S. intelligence. For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
Welcome to the show that really stinks, Odor Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good. Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep, Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Did you know the government is scheming to seize your retirement and bank accounts? Hi,
David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital Gold Group. Get the facts in a white paper called How to Protect Your Retirement and Bank Accounts from Government Seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold.